I'm Diane, and I am 16 years old. I love swimming, I love books, I collect a lot of books, and I love TV shows. Like, I could just binge on TV shows for like 3 days straight. I was born in the Philippines, but when I was 4, my mom moved to Ireland because she's a nurse, so she got a job here as a nurse. And then 4 years later, she brought me and my brother and my dad. My grandparents on my dad's side are from the city in the Philippines. It's in Manila. It's the main city of the Philippines. And my mom is from the countryside because her parents, like generations, they just lived in the countryside and never went to the city. And then my mom, when she was around 19, she went to the city to go to university. And then I guess she graduated and then got a job in the hospital there. And that's where she met my dad. A year after they got married, they had me. And then another year after, they had my brother. And 4 years later, my mom moved to Ireland, and then we followed after. With language, my parents speak Tagalog. They don't really speak English. They're very into the tradition. Like here, even the food, like they buy all the stuff and they cook Filipino food. They cook Irish food as well, but like usually they cook Filipino food because that's what we've grown up with as well. I speak Taglish. Taglish is basically a mix of Tagalog and English. It's kind of like a slang word. It's really weird, but it's way easier than just Tagalog or English because sometimes my parents don't understand when I'm completely speaking in English. But everyone uses it nowadays. It's like because English is becoming the main language of the world, so everyone speaks Taglish, especially like if you're in the Philippines. Like when you go to shops, people, you can just catch out English phrases, and everyone in the Philippines can speak English as well. I think it's pretty cool that I can speak more than English and Irish, like speaking Tagalog as well, but when I tell people that, like, they think that's really cool. I guess if I hadn't come to Ireland and stuff like that, I wouldn't have realized that there are actually different cultures rather than the Filipino cultures. The right to my language and to my culture is really important to me. Being attached to your culture, I think, if you're not from Ireland, is really important because you'd always wonder, like, where do I really belong? Because you'll see other people doing different things than you do. And then that's what I said to myself, like, well, why am I different like that? But I just realized, like, recently, actually, that I love Ireland. But, like, I do like to keep the culture going because I love the Philippines as well. So it's nice, like, to have a difference between the two.